The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Good day. What's going on, everybody? Welcome into First Take. That is Stephen A. Smith. That is Max Kellerman. I am Molly Karam Rose, and we got some NBA to discuss.
Yeah. Hold on. We can get to the other news. Russell Westbrook, Steph Curry, Carmelo Anthony. We can get to all of that, Max. But hold on. Did you see the Knicks? Did you see those New York Knicks last night? Did you see them? I mean, Julius Randle, 28 points. Derrick Rose, the 10-year anniversary of winning league MVP, dropped 25, hit 11 of 15 shots, scored three big-time buckets down the stretch. The New York Knicks winners are three straight. The New York Knicks winners are 12 of 13. Firmly entrenched in the fourth spot in the Eastern Conference. And the players were to begin today. They would play the Atlanta Hawks. They would have home court events. Now, I love that man, Trae Young. He's a baller. I like Collins and the crew. You know how I feel about my man, Nick McMillan. I'm proud that he's the coach in Atlanta. He didn't need to be in Indiana. You know that. But they would go down, okay? Which means the New York Knicks would be in the second round, which means they'd be one round away from the conference finals. I mean, did you see what's happening? Did you see what's percolating? For league MVP. I got him top four. I got him. Listen, Jokic, Chris Paul, we want to put Embiid in there. We'll do that.
Where's Dame?
Dame. I'm sorry, Dame is slick. Portland has struggled as of late. It's not his fault, but Portland has struggled as of late. Okay? Julius Randle, playing with supposedly with nothing. Evidently, they got something. The number one defense in the NBA. Number one. No, Brooklyn won. Brooklyn, what? New York City,
well,
baby.
Molly,
I'm just saying. Given
Tom Thibodeau's long streak of championships and the Knicks' recent playoff history, I can understand.
What was on my sheet, Stephen A? Russell Westbrook secured a triple-double average.
We'll get to that.
Steph Curry drops 41. Carmelo, top 10 all-time in scoring. The Lakers getting a win against the Joker without LeBron. I just want to make sure everyone knows this is a national show. I'm glad you brought up
the Lakers. Did you know that the Knicks and the Lakers have the same record right now?
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Did you know that? The New York Knicks and the Los Angeles Lakers have the same exact record. LeBron James, your crew. Anthony Davis, your crew has the same record as the New York Knicks.
Were you and Spike Lee on the phone last night?
We were not on the phone last night. He's a very busy man. I'm a very busy man. We have obligations.
Yeah.
You know, I was on General Hospital. You saw I officially shot somebody. I killed somebody yesterday.
Brick killed somebody, not me.
Wow. Brick killed somebody.
Mazel tov.
Living off those fumes. How was it to murk somebody? What was that like?
I'm going to be on another. It was beautiful. It was actually
really?
beautiful.
It was a release for you.
It was a release for me. It's very cathartic. But the bottom line is this. You know what? I'll be on another day this week, General Hospital. Spike Lee is directing, you know, doing what he's doing. We're very busy people. But we will be there come playoffs. We will be there in the house.
Are you going to get a love scene pretty soon? You get to shoot somebody, you get to kiss anybody?
They think about it. It's a pretty fly. This fly lady. She's the police commissioner.
Oh, police.
She wants to get a little bad boy.
I'm not hating. I might hate on the Knicks. I'm not going to hate. If you get to shoot somebody in the soap opera and a love scene,
In the meantime, you should just practice. Just practice so you get your big break.
I don't think I have to practice with that. But I will tell you, the bottom line is this. Back to the issue at hand. Brooklyn, what? We coming, Max.
Let me tell you, Brooklyn, what?
Okay.
Brooklyn.
And I like Sean Marks.
I root for Brooklyn over everybody
but the Knicks.
Brooklyn, what? Let me tell you what.
Brooklyn, what?
If they're healthy, they're going to win the whole thing.
Yes.
The Knicks are not the biggest story from last night, Stephen A.
What?
You want to take the Lakers without LeBron or Schroeder? beating a Denver team. Denver wasn't playing the second of back-to-back or anything like that. Denver's barely lost since Jamal Murray went down. No LeBron, no Schroeder, and they beat Denver?
He's back in New York for one day. Look what happens.
You understand what I'm saying?
Dude. It's unreal.
You should go back to L.A. Brooklyn won.
You should go back to L.A.
Brooklyn won.
By the way, you notice the day he comes back, the Lakers win?
Yeah.
So right.
Unbelievable.
He's a heck.
That's something.
He's a black
now,
cat.
Ain't
black
that something?
Cat
no, not
around.
At all. Because I wasn't at the Staples Center. I'll be back there in June. Don't get me wrong. I'll be back there. I'll be going back and forth.
That's right.
I'll be going back and forth. I got to go from the Garden.
You know what? You just
to the Barclays.
You just
Center,
got under. You
Center.
Just got under my skin. Just then, you got under my skin.
Why?
If the Knicks are capable of winning 12 out of 13 games,
yes,
surely they're capable of getting to the conference finals.
Hey, you know what? That's I have. You know what, man? From your lips to God's ears. From your lips to God's ears.
Sixers?
From your lips to God's ears, I don't think about that. I mean, anything's possible. Anything's possible.
Okay, Kevin Garnett.
I'm not. Actually, that was Don King. That was Don King talking about that.
KG said at the end of, remember KG when he said anything's possible?
Yeah, anything's possible. What I'm saying is when I asked Don King about him retiring because he was complaining about boxers, complaining about him all the time. I said, why don't you just retire? You made enough money. He said, you know what, Stephen A., from your lips to God's ears, I don't think about that.
Hilarious. That part,
that's where I got that from. But let me tell you something. Right now, Max, I ain't ruling out anything right now.
Oh,
way my Knicks are looking.
What does he say? What does
Let's
he sound
go.
Like? Wait,
Let's
hold
go.
On. What does he sound like right now? Is it a Cowboys fan?
No, he actually.
Does he sound
delusional? Yeah.
No.
Cowboys.
Unrealistic.
No.
Overhyped.
Or a Mets fan or a Jets fan? Mets, Jets, and Knicks fans
Doesn't
all the
sense.
Same.
Y'all are all wrong.
You win a couple games. And you think you're going to win the championship. Yeah. You lose a couple, the sky is falling.
No. Sure sounds like a Cowboys fan to me right now.
I will remind you that I have spent years on this show. I was here 3.5 years before you.
Yeah.
I was here 4.5 years before you.
Yeah.
I've been on this show, you know, I mean, damn, it's
Do
the
your
9
math.
Years.
It's not that
okay?
hard.
Here's the bottom line, okay? And I'm proud to say I've been number one every year, but that's a different story here nor there. The point is this.
Amazing how
that works. In the process of all of that, okay? And we all number one, okay? Got it. I got it. But in the process of all of that, I have never sat on this show and raved about the Knicks. Ever. That is the difference between
you've
me.
No, you hoped about the Knicks.
That is the difference between me, the Cowboys, Jets, and Mets fans. I'm not like my boy Jeff that got my godchildren as Mets and Jets fans contaminating them that way. I don't do that. But now, it's legit. Are you seeing this? Are you seeing what's trending? Y'all better recognize New York Knicks are coming.
They're playing very well. It's not easy.
First they time coming. You ever mentioned Derrick Rose on the show in the 5 years I've been doing it.
Are you ready for this? Last statement, and then we can move on.
Oh, Lord.
You ready for this? You ready for what I'm about to say?
Yeah.
It's like his bar mitzvah today.
It's
go ahead.
Unbelievable.
If Brooklyn faces the New York Knicks, Kevin Durant better be healthy. He better be healthy.
Oh, my God.
Even with Kyrie.
You're trying to act
even
like
with
that's
Kyrie.
A
they have James
fight.
Harden.
And Harden.
No, they have Kyrie
even
and Harden.
Even with Kyrie and Harden. You understand?
No, Kyrie
even with Kyrie and Harden. We got a chance. We got a chance.
Should we get the two rosters up?
I don't engage in fandom.
Fair fight?
I never engage in fandom. I pride myself in my objectivity. The only time my objectivity can be challenged is when I have a preference in terms of location. Because, you know, I'd rather be in L.A. than Utah. Stuff like that. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. That's the only time you can ever question my objectivity. But right now, I give a damn about objectivity. Kevin Durant better be healthy.
Well,
the Knicks are taking over New York City. Do you understand?
Are you aware that Russell Westbrook just averaged his fourth consecutive year of triple-double?
He's averaging a triple-double for the season.
You're leading the show with the Knicks?
We'll get to that. We'll get to that.
We're not supposed to lead the show. Where's the full screen I had? That's what we were supposed to lead the show with. The full
we were supposed
screen
to lead the show
of everything
all of
that happened with the NBA news.
I took over the way the Knicks are taking over New York City. The Knicks are taking over New York City. That's
God.
How I took off.
In
on behalf
your mind,
of the Knicks.
Let you tell
I'm representing.
I've never seen him this out of control.
I can't even hear our producer, so I don't even know if we have time to move to Aaron Rodgers.
Let's
we have
go.
Time?
That's
okay,
of,
thank
that's
you.
A lot of pent up
all right, we can go to Aaron Rodgers.
Let's go.
You're sweating. You're so excited. Okay, Michael Irvin, you're sweating. The Aaron Rodgers drama continues. Wait till you hear what the Hall of Fame quarterback Terry Bradshaw had to say about his dissolving relationship with the pack.
With him being that upset shows me just how weak he is. Who the hell cares who you draft? I mean, he's a three-time MVP in the league, and he's worried about this guy they drafted last year at number one.
Did you just hear that, Max? It's Terry Bradshaw. That was some serious slander.
Meanwhile, Stephen A. is sweating like Michael Irvin on set.
Almost.
Yeah, that's
almost,
what I said. He's just like a Cowboys fan.
The Knicks have
because he knows it's blasphemy, so he's sweating a little.
The last time I saw him this happy, his sister Carmen showed up in the studio by surprise with lasagna.
With my lasagna. That's
true. Last time it was like 5 years ago.
No, that wasn't as happy as I am right now. Okay. I'm so proud.
Hey, can we talk about something else?
Go ahead.
National show again. Let me remind you.
I'm just getting emotional.
I know we're not SNY.
New York is national.
I forgot to let you know.
Hold on.
Okay, Max.
Yeah.
Does Bradshaw have a point about Rodgers? He basically just said he showed how weak he is.
No, he doesn't. And Terry Bradshaw has become an underrated historical figure in football. He was a great quarterback, and you look at the numbers, and you go, well, because they didn't pass it a lot. But he had a rocket for an arm. He won 4 Super Bowls. Everyone can shut up.
He has a reality TV show now, too, in case you didn't know.
I get it. I'm just saying, like, as a football player, the numbers will lie on Terry Bradshaw because the game has changed so much. He's a great player, one of the all-time greats, 4-time Super Bowl champ. Can't say anything about him. He's wrong about Aaron Rodgers. The game has changed so much. Just like I won't judge Terry Bradshaw on his passing numbers compared to modern quarterbacks, you get the 15th best quarterback in the league this year, his numbers are going to blow Terry Bradshaw's out of the water. I'm not going to compare that dude to Terry Bradshaw. The game has changed. But Terry, the game has changed. Champ, the game's changed, right? In his day, quarterbacks did not have the power they have today because they have much more responsibility today. And in terms of the body of work over his career, I'm not about the greatest. That's Tom Brady, the most accomplished. I'm not talking about the hype because I think Patrick Mahomes at his very best is the best I've ever seen by a little over Aaron Rodgers. But you take the heights that Aaron Rodgers has hit and the length of time he sustained it, you could easily argue he's been the best who ever did it over the course of his career, and he's treated this way by his franchise. He has every right in today's day and age to be like, time out. You guys have never drafted me receiver in the first round. You, a lot of times, a lot of these years, if you look at the rest of the roster, they would not have been among the favorites preseason. The only reason they were is because they had Aaron Rodgers. I just came off an MVP year, maybe the best year of my career, one of the, 4 or 5 greatest regular seasons that ever was at the age of 37 when Brady's still great at 43. And Rodgers has more skills he can lose and still be great at a later age. If he loses mobility, he can still kill you out of the pocket. He has an accurate, strong arm. He reads defenses quickly. So he might age, well, who knows? He might play into his early, mid-40s. They're not paying him what he should be paid, right? Contract extension, have they offered him 4 or 5 years, $160 million guaranteed? No. They don't consult with him. Stephen A. has said, Aaron Rodgers goes in to try to talk to them. They're like, we don't need your opinion. In Terry Bradshaw's day, you had to know your place. But the place for the best quarterbacks in the league, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, Rodgers goes to Tampa. They listen to him. They win the Super Bowl year one, giving him what they want. Mahomes doesn't get protected in the Super Bowl. Okay, Patrick, watch this. We will acquire the 2 best available offensive linemen before the draft. Pay him whatever, trade whatever to get him. We have to protect you. Aaron Rodgers, what are you guys going to do for me? Well, last year we traded up to the, you know, in the first round to grab a quarterback, your replacement. This year we're going to draft another defensive player. And if you offer your opinion, we're going to say to hell with you.
Right.
No, that's not weakness to not be happy in that situation. He spent his whole career there. Terry Bradshaw's wrong.
Terry Bradshaw is wrong depending on what you're talking about. If you're talking about what you just brought up, you have a point. I don't believe that's what Terry Bradshaw was alluding to. When you talk about Aaron Rodgers worrying about who they drafted, he has a point about, you know, he has a point about that. I'm sorry, no, he does not. I apologize. He's not. He does not. That's Aaron. There's a different day. But here's where he does have a point. Aaron Rodgers has been passive aggressive. You got other people talking for Aaron Rodgers in terms of what he feels, what he's told the organization. He hasn't come out and stated what his position is to anyone. And that part is weak. The fact of the matter is, because he's Aaron Rodgers, because he's accomplished what he's accomplished, because he's got a 126-63-1 record as a starting quarterback, he's a Super Bowl champion. He's a multiple-time league MVP. He's one of, if not the greatest quarterback we've ever seen in the history of the game, at least until Patrick Mahomes came along, even though his resume doesn't compare to Tom Brady. We know who Aaron Rodgers is and the level of cachet that he should have. I'm here to tell you he has been mistreated. He has been disrespected. He has been minimized to a degree that he doesn't like. He doesn't appreciate it, etc. But it is weak at this point in time in his career for him not to flat out cut
out. Hold on.
That's not what Terry said.
Wait.
That's what Bradshaw said, though.
Wait, but this is what I have the question. But we've heard that LaFleur flew out. We heard that Gutekunst flew out, and they all flew out and met with Aaron Rodgers.
Now.
How can we say that? Yeah, so now he's voiced it.
No, but what I'm saying is—
You're just saying prior he should have spoke up.
All of this time. Well, so first of all, we've heard the reports from Adam Schefter.
Yeah.
I'm saying there's too much noise, whether it's Pat McAfee, who does a great job with his show, by the way.
Yeah,
it's Adam Schefter. It's anybody else. Aaron Rodgers is perfectly entitled to come out and say, yo, I don't want to be here. I just don't want to be here anymore. I want to change.
Yeah.
Instead of people speculating about what he wants or it being leaked out from the organization. You know, especially since the report came out that he wants Gutekunst fired. Especially since
that. Are you saying he needs to make public pronouncements for the consumption of the fans?
Well, not just the consumption of the fans. Because Gutekunst's job is on the line, supposedly. If reports are out there that you want somebody fired, okay, you want them gone. Wait a minute. That can't be leaked information.
You
want
to hear that from Aaron Rodgers' lips.
That needs to come out of his mouth. Because now that gets deeper. Because now you're trying to cost somebody else their job. As opposed to you simply saying, I want out. Okay? That's where it gets a bit deeper. And when you have the level of cachet, when you don't do something like that, it's because you don't have the cachet. It's usually because you don't have the cachet. You don't want something to happen to you. Not because you worried about bad PR. He should be beyond that. Say what you feel and why and move on.
But I think
especially when somebody's
job. In terms
job,
of a business strategy, though, I don't know if that would be the smartest for him.
Well, I don't think it would affect him at all. How's it going to affect him business-wise?
I mean, if he's coming out and he ends up staying with the team and saying that I want him fired.
But he said, no, I'm not talking about. I'm saying because the reports came out that saying he wants the guy fired.
Yeah.
Now we need to hear from you because they're saying you want the guy fired. See, Magic Johnson had to answer those questions when it came to Paul Westhead many years ago. You know, various other athletes as well. When you are attached to somebody's potential dismissal,
That's a fair point, but that's not Bradshaw's point. Bradshaw, is caught up in the typical old-timer, the times have changed, I'm envious of the power the players have now,
well, I'm saying I agree
and I don't
with you
like
about
it.
That.
Right.
I'm saying I agree with you about that part.
That's what he's saying. He's like, who cares who they draft? Well, that makes a difference nowadays. Because when they move up in the first round to draft a quarterback. Instead of giving you what you need, when you're knocking on the door you make to the NFC Championship game, they move up to draft your replacement. And you've seen how it went for the last guy before you got there. They you know, you fell to them, but still they drafted you. And a couple years later, the next guy's gone. Now they're talking about an extension. Again, what's the number of years in the extension if they just drafted a dude in the first round?
Yeah.
What do they think? It's going to be 2 more years? 3 more years? Rodgers is like, guys, I just threw 48 touchdowns against 5 picks. We had a chance to win the NFC Championship.
Who's the MVP?
I'm the MVP. You took the ball out of my hand and gave it to Tom Brady. That's not my fault. The thing I will say that doesn't look great for Rodgers is Devontae Adams is a stud. It's not like Tom Brady in New England where he has nothing. He has some offensive weapons, and he spent 2 consecutive years in the championship game. And unlike years past, where you look at the team and you go, man,
look at
it's not
Devontae
for Aaron Rodgers.
By the way.
They're garbage. That's not this team. This team is a very good team. Even without Rodgers, they are solid, solid.
Yeah.
With Rodgers, they're contenders. So if someone wants to get on, I'm like, Aaron, what do you want? But to say, you know, you're weak for not being happy
again,
right now, not
again,
right.
Again, I side with you on that. I'm just taking it a little bit deeper, which Terry Bradshaw obviously didn't do.
I agree with the point.
And then when you take into account what Devontae Adams tweeted, that speaks to Aaron Rodgers as well, because you know people inside that locker room are looking at him like, do you have any idea who we have here?
Oh, Devontae, 100% on his side.
What we have here?
Listen,
come on now.
They say there's 3 cancers in life: comparison, criticizing, and complaining. But there's no way he's not comparing himself to Tom Brady right now and saying, you're wasting my prime, my potential, when they see how he went to Tampa Bay and the authority he has and all the weapons that he's getting. That's got to be driving him insane.
Or what Tom Brady was working with in New England.
Because he knows he's better as
well.
And
the difference of this in the success.
Yeah. All right.
A better coach.
Brought to you by the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every day, and you can use those miles on any travel purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5X miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. Your next trip is closer than you think with the Venture Card from Capital One. Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. We all know breakfast is part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any, and you know what happens. You grab a cup of coffee, you skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, even waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Come on. Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com. Stop me if I've said this before. Another historic night for Russell Westbrook. He's secured a triple-double average for the season against the Pacers. Here's his head coach, Scott Brooks, on his greatness.
I used to always say he's going to probably go down as the third best point guard ever. But I think he's passed one, and he's going to go down as probably the second best. And one is obviously Magic. He's going to, what he does, there's no point guard has ever done it. Nobody.
Me personally, I feel like I am the best, you know, playmaker in this league.
NBA champion Kendrick Perkins joining us now. Big Perk, how we feeling today?
What's going on, Molly? I see everybody up there looking dapper there, looking good. You know what I mean? Stephen A, Molly, Max. Max even threw on something looking nice today. I see y'all.
Good every day, Perk.
Oh, my goodness.
It's not that it's not a matter of you looking good or not looking good. It's that you look the same.
That's right.
You understand what I'm saying? You changed it up a little bit today. I mean, damn. Show that you got a wardrobe. Don't make people think you wear the same outfit 5 days a week because they all identical.
Listen, some of us like range. Spoiler, and he likes to be consistent.
Spoiler alert, it's going to be shades of gray and blue every day. Okay, so there we go.
Oh, my goodness. All right, keep it simple. Stephen A., I'm looking at you here, though. How impressive is Westbrook's resume?
I've had enough. I can't take it no more. I've had enough. Excuse me, I'm getting up. Hold on a second. I want y'all to put something on the board. Let's go. Let's go. Follow me. Come follow me, everybody. Follow me. Follow me. Okay. Max, I need you to help me out here.
Yeah.
I need you to help me out here. Can we splash this on the board? I want to make sure that we have on the board all the great things about Russell Westbrook. Can I get it, please?
Oh, disclaimer.
Can I get it? Can I get the disclaimer, please? Because I want to make sure.
He is on one this morning, America.
Hold on, Molly. Stay with me. Kendrick Perkins, are you watching this? Did I miss anything? Fantastic basketball player, first ballot Hall of Famer. Did I touch that, Max?
True.
Yeah.
All right, fashion icon. Good. We know Russell Westbrook. Step out. He's been fashion weeks and Paris and all that stuff. All right, tremendous husband. Beautiful wife. Got the wife speaking up for him. Yeah. We know this, right? Yep. I got to go LeBron James. Remember, I had to do this with LeBron James. That's what Russell Westbrook got me doing. Right now. Let me make sure I get that out. Terrific father, because we all know that he's a wonderful man and he cares about the community. So obviously he's gonna care about his own church. Mm-hmm. The man is a fabulous person, an incredible role model. Kendrick Perkins, did I leave anything out? Philanthropist, we all know how charitable he is. All right, he's documented that, all right? Okay, impactful activist. We saw what happened, you know, with the riots, the protests, and everything. We saw Russell Westbrook.
Great adjectives by you.
Excuse me, historic statistical phenomena. Mr. Triple Double, did I bring it up? Did I say it? And obviously, a true patriot. Did I miss anything, Max?
No lies detected.
Did I miss anything?
No, you covered it.
Is that all? Is there a single insult on this cat? Is there anything that's insulting?
You probably should have something about triple doubles on there.
Historical statistical phenomena.
Yeah, get
did
triple double
anything,
on there.
Max?
No,
did I cover anything?
You got it.
Have I missed anything at all?
Not that I can think of.
I just want to make sure. I don't know. Is he directing like LeBron? Is he producing stuff like LeBron?
Maybe that's in the future.
Wait a minute. I thought the documentary. You understand? Yep. I mean, listen. He might be producing some stuff. So I didn't add that in there. I'm adding it now.
Okay.
Did I leave anything out? Did I mention yesterday that Allen Iverson, he's Allen Iverson's favorite player? Did I mention that?
You did.
Did I leave anything out? KP, before I go on, did I leave anything out, KP?
No, you did.
I didn't leave anything
Mamba out. Mentality.
Yeah.
Mamba mentality.
Mambacita. He's Mambacita.
No, not Mambacita.
Yeah.
Mambacita. Let's not make it ladies. Feminine. Yeah, Mambacita. Good job. You're working on your Spanish.
Absolutely.
Show. You'll get there.
I'm working on my Spanish.
You'll get there.
That's the bottom line. I didn't miss anything.
No. I think you got it.
What the hell does that have to do with the fact that you were 13 games under 500? Now it's down to five.
Yeah.
You won three of your last five? Mm-hmm. You won 11 of your last 13? You're trying to go for the playoffs? More power to you, my brother. Now he deserves the praise because they're winning. Follow me back to my seat. I'm not finished. Let me get something out the way right now. As Herm Edwards would say, you play to win the games. Mm-hmm. You don't play to accumulate stats. Mm-hmm. We know what he can do.
Yeah.
We want to see you win because we saw everything else. Okay? That's all. Now that you're winning games, I got nothing to say because that's what I expect from somebody that great. Now let me get to Scott Brooks. If Scott Brooks is watching, Scott Brooks and I haven't spoken in a while. Got a little sensitive to something that I said a couple of years ago. Really haven't spoken to him since, you know, when they were losing games in Washington, the nation's capital. You know, similar to how they've been losing this year up until recently. Scott Brooks coached in Oklahoma City for 7 years. Mm-hmm. Kendrick Perkins was there, okay? Why do I bring up Scott Brooks? The blasphemy that just came out of your mouth. We got Isaiah Thomas. We got Irvin Magic Johnson. We even have Steph Curry right now, Damian Lillard, others. And you're going to say second greatest of all time? You see, Scott Brooks, forget Russell Westbrook for a second. Now I'm going to focus on you. Then why the hell didn't you win with him? You had KD. You had Russ. You had Ibaka. You had Reggie Jackson. You had James Harden. Why the hell didn't you win? Now, I know you ran into LeBron James, but you had them for more than 1 year. You only got to the finals once. You won 62% of your games while you were in Oklahoma City with that bomb squad. Why wasn't it more than that, Scott Brooks? And now you're in the nation's capital, you winning 46% of your games. If Russell Westbrook, and we're not questioning his greatness, I'm just being rhetorical here, being facetious, I'm sorry. I'm not questioning his greatness at all. I'm saying if Russell Westbrook is all those things, and I believe he is, then am I not entitled to look at you, Scott Brooks, and say, how come you ain't winning more games? Because you got the second greatest point guard in the history of the game, according to you. We all know Bradley Beal is big time. By the way, Hachimura, Bryant, Bertans and all of these brothers, I like what I'm seeing from the Wizards.
Paul George, once upon a time, Chris Paul.
I like what I'm seeing from the Wizards. I like them. They're a young squad on the come up. I think they've got a lot of potential. How come you ain't winning, Scott Brooks?
All right,
People need to be careful what they say, because at some point in time when we're looking at the players, you know, we got coaches out here that are underachieving and getting paid and having tenure and stuff like that. How come we can't hold you accountable then if it's all that? Go ahead, Max.
I would say this. It is an amazing accomplishment. An amazing accomplishment. My hat's off to Russell Westbrook.
Absolutely.
Four consecutive seasons averaging a triple-double. Only one man had ever even done that for one season. It's Oscar Robertson. I also have to point out though, to contextualize it, Oscar Robertson did it in 61-62, right? That was the same year Wilt averaged 50. That was the same year Elgin Baylor averaged 37. Stats were through the roof that year. Is that because that was a magic year of Superman? Or is that because that's the league they played in that was conducive to that kind of production? Doesn't mean, I mean, only the greatest do it. But that's why. It's because you have to contextualize it in the league. Was Magic Johnson, Shaq, and Kobe not as good as those dudes? Because they were, but they didn't put up the same numbers because the league they played in was different. Michael Jordan 1 year went for 32-8-8, a much, much more impressive accomplishment than any triple-double today, because no one sniffed those numbers back then. For good reason, the game was played differently. Today, the primary ball handler on a team who must be a great player, there's no denying that, is capable of putting up big numbers. And triple-doubles, Perk, are a little arbitrary in the sense that we like the nice round number 10. But as I said yesterday, James Harden goes for 36-11-8. That's better than going for 25-10-10. It's just not a triple-double. Like in baseball, if you hit for the cycle, single, double, triple home run, it indicates good things about you. You can hit for power. You can hit for average. You don't miss a lot. You can run because you made a triple. That means you can.
So you're not that impressed.
What I'm saying is the cycle, hitting for the cycle is great. You'd rather hit two home runs, a double, and a single, which is not the cycle. So it's not that I'm not that impressed. I'm very impressed.
Yeah.
I just want to caution people who use the triple-double, and no one ever done it, to put him above where he ought to be.
We're running out of time, and I have to hear from Perk. Perk, is it fair what we're saying about Russell Westbrook here? Are we diminishing what he just accomplished?
No, I mean, listen, here it is, right? And when I look at guys that were polarizing throughout the NBA, and when I say polarizing, I'm talking about Will Chamberlain, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan, LeBron James, Russell Westbrook, Shaq, where they game, it weighed heavy on you. Russell Westbrook falls in that category. When I was in Oklahoma City, when I first got there, Troy Weaver, who's now the GM of the Detroit Pistons, told me, he said, hey, Perk, let me tell you, Russ will go down as one of the best point guards to ever do it. And right now, we are witnessing greatness. Now, is he number two on the all-time list? No, I mean, that could be debatable. I'm not going to judge Scott Brooks on his opinion because, you know, he won championships. He played with greats, Elijah Warren, Barkley. He's seen greatness. He played with them, whatever the case may be. But I'm going to say this, and I feel this type of way. When we talk about CP3, right, and we always say that CP3 is going to finish a top 5 point guard to ever play this game, he don't have a championship, right? And when you look at Russell Westbrook, he don't have a championship. He's actually been further in the playoffs than CP3. He actually beat CP3 in the playoffs. And I'm not killing CP3 because I love what he brings to the table. But when you look at their career numbers and stats, they are identical. So in my opinion, it's Magic Johnson, mm-hmm. Isaiah Thomas, and the rest fall where they may. Russell Westbrook, when it's all said and done, he is a top 5 point guard to ever play the game of basketball. This thing that we're seeing right now, we will never see this again.
James Harden is a point guard
of the NBA. We will never see this again, ever.
Can we do this?
No one will ever duplicate Russell Westbrook. Yo.
We got the Hall of Famer Jerome Bettis waiting for us. Perk's going to be back with us later in the show. I'm sure you want to respond, Stephen A. Max, to what Perk just said. Can we get back to that a little later in the show? Because I want to make sure we hit Jerome on time here.
Hey, hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. You can now stream the most MLB games on DirecTV without a satellite dish. Yes, catch the clutch hits, strikeouts, grand salamis, web gems with nothing on your roof. So whoever's up there, whether it's roofers, Santa, birds, old-time chimney sweepers, moody teenagers, thrill-seeking raccoons, you name it, they won't find a satellite dish, but you will find your MLB games on DirecTV. That means DirecTV is your home for baseball this season. Root, root, root with nothing on your roof. Yes, stream your team. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit DirecTV.com to sign up today. Claim based on the total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Thanks so much for listening to the First Take Pod. Have a fabulous day.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Next guest is one of the greatest players to ever play for Stephen A. Steeler, Super Bowl champion, Hall of Famer, our friend Jerome Bettis. And Jerome also joining us on behalf of the Skills USA National Signing Day 2021. How we doing? Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me, my three favorite people. How we doing?
What's up, big boy?
Good to see you. It's good to have you with us.
Hey, all right, man.
You know where I'm starting. The dominant story of the day would be Aaron Rodgers, fellow Steeler Terry Bradshaw, calling him weak. Where are you on this whole situation with Aaron and the Packers?
You know what? I understand Aaron's issue. Obviously, it's about respect. And he feels a lack of respect because of what they did from a draft perspective a year ago. He hadn't let that go, and I probably wouldn't have either. So I understand where he is, and we're in a different age now where it used to be, you know, you didn't really say much. You kind of handled your business. And when you became a free agent, you said, hey, I want to leave or I want to go. Now players are starting to flex their muscle a little bit more and really kind of dictate terms to the organizations. And so now you've got Aaron wanting to go. And I think it's going to be a stalemate because I don't think the organization wants him to go because – obviously, the young guy is not ready to go behind him. In love.
Jerome Bettis, man, you played in the league a long time, and you know the game. And when you speak to a lack of respect that has been accorded to Aaron Rodgers, can you give our audience specifics when players, and I'm not talking about Aaron Rodgers specifically, I'm just talking about in general. When an NFL player is talking about a respect or lack thereof, what are the kind of things that they're alluding to where money is never just shoved aside? It obviously matters, but it's not just about money. It's about these other things. What are those other things?
So the other things, the first thing is Aaron Rodgers, what he has done for the organization, right? That allows him a little bit of latitude in terms of some of the things that has been afforded to him in terms of the conversations that he has with the coaches, some of the plays that's being called in terms of things that he likes. But most importantly, when there's a situation in a draft and you know that you're looking at a quarterback, you give that quarterback that has gotten a lot of leverage, if you will, in the organization, you give him a phone call and you say, hey, this is what we're going to do. You may not like it, but this is our plans. This is what we want to do. This is a long-term opportunity, and this is the business side of football. That's all you have to do. And as a player, he's going to understand it. He's going to say, you know what? I don't agree with it, but I understand. If this is what you want to do, okay, I'm fine with it. And now when they make that phone call and – you know, your family calls you like, hey, what's going on? You could say, yes, I had a conversation. This is a decision that they made. Hey, I don't agree with it, but hey, I'm going to go with it. I was in a situation like this, with Brett Favre, such and such. But because you did not make that phone call, now I feel that, okay, I'm not part of the franchise in terms of a buy-in, right? You're not considering me part of the future. And now, let's go a year later, after I am the MVP of the league, now you don't come to me and say, you know what, we need to do something with your contract to show our support of you. And these are the things that, as a player, we look at and say, okay, that was strike one. I'm not going to get you to strike three. Here's strike two, and now I'm done.
What about your Steelers in the AFC North? I look at that. It's a very competitive division. The Browns have come up in the world. The Bengals just got a real crime partner for Joe Burrow if he can stay upright. Obviously, the Ravens every single year. And your Steelers last year had a real problem on the offensive line. Now, you go get Najee Harris, and you should think that would help the running game. But given Roethlisberger at this point in his career, given the offensive line, given Pouncey's retirement, did they do enough to take the AFC North, you know, against the Browns and the Ravens especially?
You know, I think when you look at the Steelers in this division, you know, everybody has gotten better around them. But you have to remember that the Steelers were the gold standard of the division. So, yeah, everybody got better because they needed to. The Steelers needed to get better in a specific area, and I believe they got better. From an offensive perspective, they were one-dimensional. But guess what? We saw for 11 weeks that one-dimensional was good enough to win football games. It wasn't good enough to win playoff games. It wasn't good enough to beat the better players, the better teams rather. So now what do? They go out, they get the running back, they re-emphasize the running game, which they needed to do because they still a team that finishes last in yards per game. That is ridiculous. It shouldn't ever happen. And so now they refocus on the running game. They change that piece. The defense was playoff championship caliber already. Now you ask Ben Roethlisberger to only throw the football 20 to 25 times. All of a sudden, now you have a championship offense to go with a championship defense. Now you have a chance because these other teams are going to be really good, but now you are still the gold standard in the division.
Absolutely.
Black and gold standard.
Yeah. I want to transition to you, though, Jerome. What are you doing with Skills USA National Signing Day? Tell us about this.
Well, I'm here with 84 Lumber, and we're really trying to shine a light on Skills USA National Signing Day. And the whole idea and the concept is much like in sports, we have a National Signing Day to showcase all these student athletes. Now we want to showcase these students that are going into a skilled trade. And now we can give them that support, shine a light, and show that this is a industry that is in huge demand for those skilled trades. And if we can show them that, then there's going to be some kids that maybe don't want to go to college. This is another avenue for them to look at a very lucrative career that they can go into using their hands and be very successful. And this is a skill that they can take with them for the rest of their life, and they can take it in any city, any state in America, and they can get a job.
I love that. We do need to shine more light on the trades because there's such a need, and it's another career path, and college isn't for everybody. Like you said, you know, my grandfather was an electrician, so I love that you're supporting that because we do need to shine more of a spotlight on other avenues. Thank you so much, the Hall of Famer, Jerome Bettis, the bus. Always good to see you, sir. Stay safe. Hope to see you in person soon.
All right. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.